you're working for the Raiders now, broadcasting analyst for the Las Vegas Raiders, 2-3, I think, out of the gates.
Yeah.
Vikings. I'm looking at the Vikings. I'm looking at the Niners.
Yeah.
The Niners have had a lot of injuries. I'm looking at KC. Is everybody just waiting around? Is just KC that thorn in everybody's side? Like, who's going to beat him? Washington's off to a great start.
Yes,
give me a little quick wrap of what do you think about the NFL this season so far?
Well, let's start with the AFC and first, you know, start with us. We don't have the quarterback who's going to be our franchise guy. So the plan was to get like a veteran quarterback that can come in and help this team kind of get over this hump, being that 9-10 win. So you're fighting for a playoff at the end of the season. It hasn't worked. Offensive line hasn't played well. We don't run the ball particularly well, so that's not protecting our quarterback. So lots of issues. And then we're kind of up and down. The big news is, of course, our all-star, soon-to-be, you know, Hall of Fame receiver Davante Adams has asked for a trade. And I understand he wants to be in meaningful football games for his career. I understand that. So that's kind of like the news today. So we're kind of up and down, struggling, disappointing losses, huge win against Baltimore. So I'll put that to bed. The top of the mountain, obviously the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And not only do they have, you know, the best quarterback in the game right now, Patrick Mahomes, who has a baseball background. And if you look at any of his throws on game day, it's like a shortstop at times. Body's toward it one way. He's able to get velocity in the ball. He kind of thinks kind of like a baseball player at times when he's at the quarterback spot. Just has everything. Not the best runner like we've seen in the past, like Michael Vick and, of course, Baltimore Ravens or Randall Cunningham.
Right.
But he has enough to be able to make it happen. Right. He's not Lamar Jackson, but the guy's crazy great outside the pocket. I thought Monday night's game was a show to the NFL that, yeah, you don't think we're at our best, but it's Monday night. We're the lone game. We're going to show you just how good we are. They put on the show. Juju Smith-Schuster left their team 2 years ago, I believe, played with the Patriots. The Patriots cut him. He had over 100 yards receiving last night. I mean, Kelsey, who's, you know, really struggled the first couple weeks of the season. You know, he didn't have a great offseason as far as preparation-wise. He's hanging out with Taylor Swift. Comes out and has just a great performance, right? They lose a receiver, Rashid Rice. And their young guy scores a touchdown. So they just kind of put everyone on notice. They have a great defense, too. I love Chris Jones. He's their defensive tackle. Every time there needs to be a moment where they need pressure on the quarterback, it doesn't matter what quarter it is, he makes it happen. So the Chiefs kind of flexed last night on Monday night and just let everybody know where they were, and it's still their lead. On the NFC, all these teams were supposed to be great. Minneapolis has a great head coach with an amazing defensive coordinator, kind of put the screws to the Jets in London. Force the Jets and firing their head coach. They look so bad, but that Minneapolis Vikings defense playing at a very high level. And then the quarterback was one of the first players taken. I think it was top three, maybe 5 to 7 years ago for the Jets, and spent a year in San Francisco. And Sam Darnold right now is playing lights out, doing a great job for this young head coach. So the Vikings looking good. I like Detroit. I like their mentality. How they get after it. Their coach is talking about biting ankles and, you know, the first one in the pile needs to do this and that. And they've really solidified their team around a really rough defense and a power run game. And Jared Goff does a really good job also. Then I'll wrap it up with the Washington Commanders with a new coach, Jaden Daniels, the young quarterback out of LSU, is really playing at an extremely high level. And if they were able to get a up-and-coming receiver or a big-time receiver, I think they could take over the NFC East, because the Eagles right now are struggling, the Giants are struggling, and the Cowboys have too much money tied into Dak to be able to kind of help their defense right now. So the Washington team is playing really, really good football right now, and happy for them after the mess they came out of with their ownership group and, you know, the head coach and all that stuff. So right now it seems like the Minnesota Vikings, the Kansas City Chiefs are headed right now to maybe a outstanding Super Bowl.
And you talked about Saleh, Robert Saleh getting fired. Yeah. It seems like that happens a lot when you're coming home from London. It's happened like three times. It's like maybe that's such a long flight that the owner has time to think about it, maybe has a few drinks, decides we're going to shit can him. But on a serious note, though, when you're in the NFL, and I don't know if you were on teams that this happened, how does that affect a team when your skipper, well, skipper, I'm saying skipper for the baseball term, when your head coach gets fired that early in the season?
Yeah, I've been on a team like that, and I was in New Orleans, and Jim Mora he wasn't really fired. I think he quit. He came into our meeting on Monday, and he said, "Hey, guys, I offer my resignation," and they accepted. "I'm out of here." And the room was like, we're in a kind of like an auditorium, you know.
You're like, "Don't you like us? What'd we do wrong?"
Yeah. And the first thought that came to my mind, because I was probably in year 8 or 9, I had just been traded, and we had a brutal training camp. I mean, it was like 3 days. We were hitting full on the first 2 practices. Then the 3rd practice was all conditioning. So I'm thinking, wait. You're going to make us go through all this stuff in training camp, and here it is, week 4 or 5, and you're about to get up out of here when we got to stay around here. So I was disappointed that with football, it really is about working through those difficult times,
right?
Being able to be accountable, understanding that it's not always going to be great, and you have to find a way. And I just thought he bailed out way too early for our football team. But there was a ton of guys who were excited, who like, "Man, finally I can kind of be me." And those guys were not the kind of guys you want in the foxhole. Guys who think they can just kind of practice, and they just took it as a 9-to-5.
Right.
Football is not a 9-to-5. It's 24/7. You know, there's some things you got to work through. So that interim coach really had a difficult time getting the team to bond and play together, and just didn't work out right. On the other hand, Raiders, a year and a half ago, we fired Josh McDaniels to hire Antonio Pierce in the middle of the season. The team took off, and everyone supported it. And it's just a difference of coaching styles. I thought Josh McDaniels, his style of coaching was New England. Buddy, we're in Vegas. We don't have Tom Brady. This is not New England. And I thought the players really responded to Antonio Pierce, because Antonio Pierce had played the game, understood there's difficult times, but these are times when we really find out who you are as a man, as a football player. And the team really bought into that and had great success over the latter part of the season. So, yes, it is difficult times, but if you have the right coach who can come in and grab that interim head coaching style and kind of get that football feel, you can have some really positive days.
Yeah, I mean, the potential is, well, you either stink and you stink for the rest of the year, or it's a rallying cry. Yeah. And next thing you know, it's like, "Man, we knew you were this good. Where was it?"